Good evening. I'd like to discuss a number of nihugim that we are accustomed to during the days of Sfira, nihugi avelus. The halachas might be obvious to some, but we'll see some of the background that will give it some texture. Number one, although we have the minhag not to get married during the period of avelus of Sfira Saomer, a seudas shiduchim is permitted. So therefore, if a person would get engaged this time of the year, and they'd want to make a l'chaim revort, that would be permitted, albeit without music, without dancing. But the food, the party, would be permitted. Obviously, getting engaged would be permitted because of Shem Yikandan Ra'acha, that's permitted even on Tisha B'Av itself. But even making a seuda, a party, would be okay as long as it's not with music or dancing. I was cutting my nails on Erev Shabbos, and my son runs over to me and says, "Abba, it's Sfira." So he assumed that in the same way you can't get a haircut during Sfira, you can't cut your nails. That is not correct. That is wrong. Where does it come from? Where does that mistaken notion that my son had come from? Because on during the week of Shavuot Shechalbo, there's machlokas achronim if the isser of tesporis, of haircuts, is extended to cutting nails as well. It's machlokas achronim, and many people are makpid during Shavuot Shechalbo. Clearly, if during Shavuot Shechalbo there are those who aser, the rest of the 3 weeks, the rest of the avelus of the 9 days and 3 weeks, it's mutter. So if it's mutter during the 9 days, certainly it's going to be mutter this time of year. There's one fascinating observation that is pointed out by some, and that is Sfardim. What do the Sfardim hold regarding the 3 weeks? They basically hold that all the Yisurei Avelus, all the Nihugi Avelus, don't apply during the 9 days. They only apply during Shavuot Shechalbo. Right? So during Shavuot Shechalbo, that's when the Yisurim exist. That means during the 9 days, You'd be allowed to do everything, basically. If that's the case, something interesting comes out. You're allowed to get a haircut. Sephardi is allowed to get a haircut, and they do haircuts and shave until Shavuot Shechalbo. That means the 9 days in its totality before Shavuot Shechalbo for Sephardi is more lenient than Sfira. Let me say that again. During Sfira, the Shulchan Aruch says you're not supposed to get haircuts, right? Even Sfaradim don't get haircuts during Sfira. But what would a Sfaradi do on Aleph of, Beis of, Gimel of, Dalet of, Hey of, until Shavuot Shechalbo? They will get a haircut. So it comes out that what's more chamer? Sfira ends up being more chamer for Sfaradim than the 9 days, which is a fascinating thing. So if that's the case, then my son Taka has a point. That in a certain sense, the days of Sfiras Omer might indeed, yes, be more chomer than the days of Avelus during Av. If that's the case, there might be room for somebody to think that it's also to have a mistaken notion to think that maybe nail cutting is also a problem, but it isn't. Nail cutting is totally mutter. Next point. I got this shaila at least 2 or 3 times from people who are at least 50 years old, young people, and they asked, "What about, are you allowed to buy new clothing during Sfira?" So I don't know if I laughed in their face, but I laughed to myself, like, never heard of any, like, it doesn't appear anywhere that it should be aser. Why are there people who think that it's aser? It's not aser. It's totally mutter to buy new clothing during Sfira. Again, same mistake. Somebody might compare it to the 3 weeks when we don't say Shechianu. And since we don't say Shechianu, the outcome of not saying Shechianu is that we avoid buying those things that would necessitate a Shechianu. But here's something fascinating. If indeed we don't say Shechianu, so maybe we shouldn't say Shechianu this time of the year either, especially if you don't, why don't we say Shechianu? Because if it's a time of Avelus, you don't want to say Shechianu v'kiyum lezman hazeh, to this zman. It's a time of Avelus during the 3 weeks. So maybe that rationale should apply here also. It's the time of Avelus for Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. So we shouldn't, how can we say that we're so glad to that we're here in this time for Lizman Hazet. It's not a good time. It's not a Zman of Simcha. So Magen Avraham points out that there's a big mistake. There's a difference between what we do this time period and what we do during the 3 weeks. Says Magen Avraham, let's see if I can find it inside. The reason why you don't say Shachianu is not because of Avelis per se. The proof in the pudding is, can an Avel say Shachianu? Yes, an Avel does say Shachianu. An Avel says Shachianu. So why is that during the 3 weeks we don't recite Shachianu? Not because it's Avelis, but because the 3 weeks happen to be, it's not a din in Avelis, the 3 weeks happen to be a bad time of inauspiciousness. It's an inauspicious time, it's a bad time. Not because of the Dine Avelos. Because an Avel, a real Avel, is allowed to say Shachianu. It happens to be that the 3 weeks have Avelos, we have Avelos. The 3 weeks have more than Avelos, they have something it's a bad time, it's a bad tkufa, so you don't want to say Lazman Hazeh during that sad time period of the 3 weeks. But it's not a Dine Avelos. During Sphere Summer, all we have is Avelos. And Avelos, there's no part of Avelos that prohibits the person, that precludes the person from reciting Shachianu. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, during Sfiras HaOmer, where it's only Avelos, you do say Shachianu, just like an Avel can say Shachianu. During the 3 weeks, it's more, it's not just Avelos, it's also, it's Avelos plus. It's Avelos plus, it's a time of Mazel Ra, like the same way a person who might have a court case with a guy would avoid it during that time period, because it's a bad time for us. So that's why Shachianu is not recited. So halacha l'maisa, a person can buy new clothing, a person can go shopping, a person can recite Shachianu, a person can eat new fruits during this time period. One last ha'ara, and that is, what about, somebody wants to ask a shayla, one of the svarim, could a person go on trips during Sfiras HaOmer? So the person who, the meshiv, the rav who is answering this shayla, slaps him across the face, figuratively, and says, we never heard of an iser, that you can't go on a tiyul, but where does this come from? Again, the same mistake and knowledge that somebody would have of applying the inyanim of the 3 weeks to Sfiras HaOmer. That during the 3 weeks, many people don't go on trips, so somebody mistakenly applied it to Sfiras HaOmer, which is an incorrect application. But more than that, what about during the 3 weeks themselves? Is there any issur, is there any problem going on a trip during the 3 weeks? Well, let me share with you a line of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows. In the halachas of Erev Tisha B'Av, it says, Lo Yitayel Erev Tisha B'Av. What does that tell you? If you can't go on a tiyul, if you can't go on a trip on Erev Tisha B'Av, clearly you can go on a tiyul for all of Shavuot, the rest of Shavuot Shechal B'Av, and you go on a tiyul for all the 9 days, you go on a tiyul for all of the 3 weeks. Clearly, of course, you could obviously go on a tiyul during the time of Sfira. So therefore, we have what Chazal asered, they asered marriage, they asered live music and dancing was a later takana of the Achronim, because, let me rephrase that, the Isser is dancing. I think the way Shlomo Zalman says, the Isser is dancing, and music was just to prevent that dancing should be arrived at. It's not that there's an Isser to have music, it's an Isser to dance. So to prevent dancing, we also have become Nohig to not play music. And that's why, as I mentioned, I think last week, Rav Shlomo Zalman has the fascinating Shita. I don't know if everybody agrees to this, but if there would be that type of music that is not the type of music that comes to dancing, like classical, like the more dveikus kind of music, that Rav Shlomo Zalman says is permitted with instruments during the time of Sfira, because the whole Isser is not music, it's dancing, and any music that will bring to dancing, that will lead to dancing. And if it's the kind of music that won't lead to dancing, so Shlomo Zalman holds that kind of music would be okay. We had I wasn't here for Shal Shudas and for Marav this past Shabbos afternoon. We hosted some students from an outreach program at Stony Brook University. So when the arrangers of this outreach program called Emet, which is an outreach program in Queens, called me, they said, I don't know if you'll be comfortable, you might want to do a musical Havdalah. We got a heter from our Rav that we could, for purposes of Kirov, we could do a musical Havdalah of, to arouse the Talmid, the hearts of the Talmid. I told them, you know, I don't know who you asked, but if you would have asked me, I would have said it's mutter even if it's not for kirev. I think it's mutter in general. I'll be the Sub Shalom Zalman. If it's slow songs that are to be or regular gashem, I think it's mutter. I'll be the Sub Shalom Zalman even without the heter of kirev. So we should be zocha to be makayev ourselves and to not have to be misabled anymore.